Good morning, America. It's your radio host, Caitlin Camerata. Last week, on Thursday, May 23rd, a student attending Sweet Home Middle School submitted a request for me to explain how Americans work to strengthen democracy at home and promote democracy overseas. She said the reason she asked was to help her create a final performance task for her teacher, Mr. Miller, on the Cold War. Now, to answer her question, we have to know about the Cold War itself. The Cold War was a standoff between the United States and the Soviet Union. The cause of this standoff was containment. The Soviet Union wanted to spread communism, and America wanted to stop it. Many events happened during the Cold War, such as the Civil Rights Movement, the Space Race, the Vietnam War, the Korean War, and even the Moon Landing. Now let's focus on how America promoted democracy overseas. In 1945, World War II just ended. Europe is facing huge financial issues, and it's struggling to get back on their feet. They have two choices: get help from the Soviet Union and become communist, or get aid from Americans and become a democracy. George C. Marshall saw the struggle in Europe and suggested the European Recovery Program. In other words, the Marshall Plan. This plan sent financial aid to countries in Europe that were struggling to function on their own. The plan started in 1948 and ended in 1952, and during that time frame, Americans sent $13 billion to Europe to help them get back on their feet. This act, along with a lot of the other events that happened during this time period, such as the Berlin Airlift, the formation of NATO and the Warsaw Pact, were acts of containment. America believed in the domino theory. They thought if one country became communist, then the rest of the countries surrounding it would too. So they did all they could to stop communism. America helped strengthen democracy at home too. At home, Americans black and white alike fought for equality. This was called the Civil Rights Movement. People protested against unjust laws that segregated different races. They protested by sit-ins, boycotts, and civil disobedience. They were tired of these unfair rules and cruel treatments of the people with colored skin. Leaders in America rose up for this cause, such as Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X. One of these huge events that happened during this time was the Brown versus the Board of Education of Topeka. This lawsuit started in 1951, and it started because Oliver Brown's daughter, Linda Brown, was enrolled to Sumner's Elementary School. But the staff wouldn't let her go to this segregated school, so instead of being able to walk to this school, she had to get on a bus to ride 1.5 miles to go to a black school. Oliver Brown saw this as unjust and unfair, so he brought his case to court. The first court, which was a local court, said that this unfair treatment was perfectly legal and that there was nothing wrong with it. So Oliver Brown brought this case to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court took this case and other cases from all over America and put it under the title Brown versus the Board of Education. Thankfully, the Supreme Court saw that this is unfair treatment and unconstitutional and declared it violated the 14th Amendment. So in 1954, public schools became integrated. This helped strengthen democracy at home and promoted the fairness of how our citizens got treated. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for more. Remember, I'm your host, Caitlin Camerata, and have a great day.